Hello and welcome to the South LA Podcast. I'm Timothy Beckworth. This podcast was produced by Annenberg Radio News. You can find us on the web at annenbergradio.org. This week I want to talk about counting the homeless. The 2010 census includes a count of LA's homeless population. Now, it doesn't just mean the people you see asking for change, the people you see pushing around shopping carts. The fastest growing segment of the homeless population is families. It includes people that you don't see. That is one of the many reasons that the homeless population is notoriously difficult to count. The LA City Census Organization thinks it's found a solution to the problem. They're planning on enticing homeless people to come out of the shadows and participate in the census by offering them socks. They're organizing a sock drive that will last through the rest of the month until the Census Bureau actually goes ahead and starts counting the homeless population. They're going to have an event and hand out some food and offer free socks to any homeless person that comes forward to participate in the count. I've heard of blood drives. I've heard of canned food drives. I've heard of winter coat drives. Shoe drives even, but never before have I heard of a sock drive. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad idea. Homeless people definitely do need socks. I lose socks all the time, and I can afford to buy myself new ones. But is it going to work? That's the real question. So I decided to ask the City Census Organization what their logic behind the sock drive was. I have Jasmine Ortega on the phone. She works in the mayor's office as part of the Census Organization.
What we're doing is we are collecting socks from the public from February 14th through March 14th. And those socks will be given away at an event that will also have food, and we'll try to support the Census Bureau's mission of counting as many homeless people this year.
Okay. Now, was the sock drive the Census Bureau's idea?
No, this is the mayor's office of the census. And because the Census Bureau is the only entity that can count the homeless, we cannot volunteer to help them count the homeless because of confidentiality issues. We still wanted to support their work, so we thought of the sock drive as a way to support this work and make sure that one of the more hard-to-count populations is counted.
Okay, could you tell me, you know, how did this idea come up? Who said we need to get these homeless people counted? Socks.
Well, this idea came from previous work that the mayor's Neighborhood and Community Services office has done in the past through the mayor's day of service. And in these days of service, we do different projects throughout the community. And one of those projects over time has been a sock drive. And so we've done several sock drives, about four or five in the last 4 or 5 years. And so this is an idea that had been existing, and we thought that this would work perfectly with trying to do a census count of the homeless.
But I mean, why socks? A shoe drive or a food drive?
Because it's an item that most people take for granted. And if we put ourselves in the place of a homeless person, a pair of socks is a basic necessity when you're on the street and you have very little to live on. So we want to make sure that we provide for this basic need and also raise awareness of the needs that the homeless have. And so, you know, you can characterize it as you wish, but I think socks is a very important necessity for the homeless. So this is something that any Angeleno can contribute. We're asking for new pairs of socks for women, children, and men. And we have bins set up at police stations, fire stations, at City Hall, the convention center. So we ask people to take some time in their day and go get a pair of socks to donate to the homeless.
I think that's important to remind people that, you know, when you're donating socks, that the fastest growing segment of the homeless population is families, is women and children.
Exactly. And it's not just men, especially with the economic crisis that we've faced in the last couple of years. A lot of families have been left homeless, and they have needs just like we all do, and those don't end because they don't have a home, and we want to help them, and we want to make sure that they are counted so that our city and our region gets more resources to provide for services for them. It just to do something very, very small, but that can have a big impact in the resources that our city is going to receive over the next 10 years.
It affects funding for up to 10 years?
Yes. So the Census Bureau's figures are used for up to a decade, and they also help determine the congressional and the state-level districts. So it also affects political representation.
Okay, so you can drop off socks at any police station, any fire station. Is there any other locations people should know about?
Yes, we are doing the sock drive at the convention center. You can go to the West or South Halls and find a bin there. Also at the Los Angeles City Hall on North Spring Street and First Street. On the third floor, we're having another bin. And also our partners in the community, the Coalition of Mental Health Professionals on 9219 South Broadway Avenue, the Watts Labor Community Action Committee, 10950 South Central Avenue, and our other partner, Save Our Future, at 4103 West Adams Boulevard. And for a complete list of drop-off locations, you can also visit our website, which is www.lacounts2010.org.
Okay, great. I hope things are going well. How has collection of socks been going so far?
Well, we have to check. We have to do a survey of how many socks we've gotten so far, but we launched on Sunday, and we had the holiday on Monday, so we are maybe a day without socks, so we're still checking on how many we have. But we hope to have many socks to distribute to the homeless in L.A., and so that's why we are asking everybody to contribute and make this a successful sock drive.
Okay, well, good luck, and thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you.
One of the reasons homelessness is such a big problem in Los Angeles is because it looks different in different places. The homeless population in this city is just as diverse as the population at large. Now, in South LA, homelessness is a particularly difficult problem to deal with because the resources just aren't there. There is a disproportionate amount of homeless people compared to the amount of resources there are for homeless people. David Howard is a research analyst with Special Services for Groups. They run a number of services that help homeless people in the city. He's also the author of Unsheltered. It's a special report on homelessness in South LA. Do you think that providing such a basic necessity will actually be effective in helping to count the homeless?
I think it might have some limited effectiveness. You know, I think it's probably better than doing nothing. Some of the things that you mentioned might be a bigger draw. But the real problem is that, you know, this population, for other reasons, is not likely to show itself, especially in places like South Los Angeles, where, you know, you have a segment of the homeless population who are undocumented immigrants. And when it comes to, you know, being counted for something like the census, there just isn't that level of trust that they aren't going to be reported or get into some kind of trouble by making themselves known.
In 2009, there was a homeless count by the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority that ended up in quite a bit of controversy, actually. Maybe you could explain why it's so important to get an accurate count.
Well, I think that, you know, part of the problem we've seen with the latest homeless count that was released at the end of last year, and this is something that the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, or LASA, conducts every 2 years, you know, and they go out and canvass the entire county, really. And, you know, I think service providers were a little bit perplexed when the numbers were released because they are drastically lower than the numbers that we got in 2007. And although, you know, LASA, the research team that assisted them, stands by the methodology and the numbers, I think a lot of the service providers, you know, question the validity of such a large drop-off. And in South Los Angeles, that number went from almost 12,000 in 2007 to about 8,500 in 2009. So the question is, you know, is it a challenge? Is it the challenge of counting these individuals, or did the homeless population in fact drop so drastically?
I covered that story a little bit, and I remember talking to a representative at LASA that said that one possibility for the confusion and why service providers didn't believe the results was that it was possible that the 2007 results were the ones that were inaccurate, and that the newer count was actually much, much more accurate and provided a much more clear picture. And that's why, you know, it appeared that there was a decrease when in actuality they just sort of refined their methodology.
Yeah, I think that that's possible. And the 2005 numbers were even higher than 2007. And I think that, you know, for service providers, they know the population that they're serving, but it's impossible for them to have a gauge on what that total number is of homeless, you know, individuals countywide, or even maybe for the spa or spas that they work in. So I think for them it was a matter of, well, you know, we've actually seen an increase in demand for services because of what's happening with the economy, and now these numbers are saying that there's been a decrease. And I think, you know, and it's always an important point to make about South Los Angeles, in that, you know, the policies that have been implemented in downtown, where, you know, sort of the epicenter of homelessness is, have in fact forced sort of an exodus of homeless individuals, either because they've been, you know, jailed for drug offenses or other criminal acts, or because of the policies that have been implemented there, namely the Safer Cities Initiative, they've simply moved on to other, you know, geographic areas of the county. And South LA is certainly one of those destinations. And so the issue here is that the service infrastructure in South Los Angeles, you know, is not what it is in downtown or in Skid Row. And so the providers are increasingly forced to, you know, deal with the sort of an influx of this population.
That's interesting. You're talking about this exodus of homeless people away from Skid Row, because I'd heard that in past years, a lot of the homeless population in South LA would actually go to Skid Row because, like you said, there was just such a scarcity of shelters and resources in South LA that a lot of homeless people didn't have a choice except to go elsewhere, and Skid Row is certainly a destination for many of them.
Right, and that's true. Absolutely, that's true. And it may, to a certain degree, still be the case, but I think that at the same time, you know, because of what's happening in the Skid Row area, you have individuals who are sort of are moving back to the communities that perhaps they came from, to access, you know, maybe sort of familial or family resources, or just, you know, they want to be in a community that they're more familiar with. And there are agencies, including SSG, that provide services to the homeless population in South LA or Spa 6. And so there are options for individuals to seek services in those areas. There are just not as many options as there are in Skid Row.
Now, the 2009 loss of census showed, you know, how controversial and, you know, how important these issues are to the people that deal with them. What do you think would the consequences be if there was a similar dispute over the 2010 homeless census?
Well, I think there's an important distinction to be made between the two different counts. You know, the census, you know, they count homeless people in a different way. You know, typically a lot of their data is based on emergency shelters and places like that who would report having X number of individuals. So I think that those numbers, as they have in the past, the census count and the LASA count, are going to be different. And I think just the methodological differences are the main sort of explanatory factor there.
All right, well, I think that's all I needed to ask you. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Sure, no problem.
All right, well, that's all the time we have this week. Thanks again for listening. This podcast was produced by Annenberg Radio News.